Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It'd be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a boat.
Throw.
From your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Mailing a base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pile on or give up on the play, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around,
even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. When a tree falls down and nobody's around, you can bet your ass it won't make a sound. Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
All right. It's time, friends, for Dumb Debates. This is the part of the show where we read your debates, your questions, your quandaries. We debate them, we give you a definitive answer, and then we all move on with our lives. Like this, turkey sucks. Done.
Never think about it again.
There we go. Sorry, that has been
bestowed upon you by us. And to be clear, I still have not brought it up today.
That's true. That was me the second time.
Yep.
I'm still getting messages about turkey. I'm still getting messages about turkey, including...
Because it's so good.
Nope.
So good.
Definitely not. Aaron texts in. We can just begin with this one. Who are more strong in their convictions, Apple Bros or Gun Bros?
Oh, jeez.
Nice and spicy!
That's a good question.
I do have to think about it. The answer, I don't think it's easy either way.
I think it's Gun Bros.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apple people get pretty weird about
things. I get so mad.
Green texters?
When I have a green group text, especially, because everybody else has an iPhone like a normal person.
That's not a normal thing to get triggered by.
I think
it is
normal. That's
such a weird thing to get, it's a different color. See, me angry, hey, it not same color.
See, we're not losing our minds like you describe, Nick. We just say, oh, what a loser.
Duh. Yeah. Annoying.
Like...
Also,
he's listening right now, maybe Sindelar. It stuns me that Alex kind of ruins the color of our group text.
He used to be an iPhone boy.
Because Alex is a cool dude.
And he left.
Despite his poor phone choices.
Yeah.
That's why we had the group DM. We don't even have the group text.
That's true. I have moved to a place where if someone in the group does not have a iPhone, it gets moved to some sort of other messaging platform. Whether it's like a WhatsApp or
I don't have WhatsApp.
Or maybe it's GroupMe. I don't know. It's one of them.
So I hadn't had GroupMe for years. I'm back on it because you ready for this?
Yeah.
Not going to surprise you. I'm in a running GroupMe now.
Oh, jeez.
Ah!
I think it is GroupMe that now that you mention it. Mm. Or like I've got Snapchat groups.
I deleted my Snapchat a while ago.
I've got obviously the Twitter DM groups we're in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of different ways to avoid the green text bubbles.
Yeah, but it is a bummer because it's like you
worse experience.
Yeah, you laugh at the message and then it says the ha ha.
It's not
Ravi ha ha.
It's not just the color of the bubbles. It's the fact that a lot of the effects that you can use on an iPhone do not translate to an Android user in the experience. And so it all defaults to the stupid Android user's experience on my iPhone.
Yeah, well, you can't send the fun slam text like, Scott Frost is the coach!
All the effects and the confetti.
Yeah,
and
happy birthday!
Yeah, congrats! And then, like, does the whole thing. But I do think gun people are more aggressive.
All that to say.
Because, well, I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
I would agree. Nick, are we all in agreement here?
I'm going to go iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Nick. Okay. Will writes, now this is funny. He wrote this before the discussion of earlier about our ages.
Okay.
Josh, is he a soon to be, or is Josh soon to be an old?
Soon to be.
At 35, too old for military enlistment. I didn't realize this, first of all. So apparently at 35, you can no longer enlist?
Nice.
Yeah. Congrats, Robbie.
They won't even have me because of the beaties, so even if I wanted to.
You said that for a second. I thought you were talking about your eyes, like your beady eyes?
No, the diabetes.
Yeah. So should we decide then that 35 is the age of being old because you can't do something anymore because of your age? You're too old.
No, old is really a state of mind or a state of personality. Like, I would say Happer is already an old.
Oh, by far.
He's the oldest one.
He loves, like, cable.
How does he feel about Springsteen?
So, I don't think he likes Springsteen.
He
loves baseball, though.
Dude.
Which is a very old take.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear their new show promo? Today, he's talking about TikTok pranks and YouTube pranks and how
get off my lawn. He's like, quit doing pranks on TikTok. So, like, Connor, I think, is older than either of us, even though he's younger than both of us.
By far, definitely.
He's probably the oldest one at 1620, except for John.
Think so? Who's the...
Attitude-wise.
You think John is older than Gary or Damon?
I think so.
I mean, Damon is around young people, so he has to kind of be young.
Damon is particular, but I don't think I don't think it skews old man take.
Yeah, what about Gary?
I wouldn't call Gary old.
Okay.
I think his...
I'm just asking
the
question.
There's none of Gary's opinions that I'm like, yeah, that's an old man take. Where there's a lot of John and Connor's opinions that I'm like, that's a very old man take.
By the way, Severe points out, you can be president at 35.
You can.
You can, yes.
That does, maybe that is the old age.
It's just maturity.
Yeah. Oh.
Finally, dude, we're mature.
I'm excited for you to run for president. That'll be awesome. Congrats to
POTUS. I got to become mayor of the Island of Greatness.
President
first.
L.
President L. Oh, see, that's a tough look, though, because I'm like, oh, President
catch
L.
Catching L's again.
Caught another L. America caught an L.
Okay, Robbie.
I'll change my name.
If you want to be the mayor, just move to St. Louis.
No, because I want to be the mayor of the Island of Greatness. I got to build a moat around Omaha.
Oh, yeah, that's right, your moat idea.
To separate it. It's not an idea. It's a dream and a vision.
Some responses to our discussion so far. Greg and Lincoln says, Nick with the 180 on the iPhone answer. Yeah, that kind of came out of
nowhere. It wasn't a 180. I said iPhone the first time.
It was a 180 from our discussion. Brian says, totally agree with Nick. Gun people are sometimes just enthusiasts. Apple fanboys are always 100% intolerant zealots.
Plus, a lot of gun parts are interchangeable between different brands. You can't really do that with an iPhone.
I mean, I can text you, so I guess so.
Yeah, it's interchangeable. I can get your stupid green bubbles.
Gross.
You need to buy extra proprietal stuff just to make your phone work like it should normally.
Mine works great.
It comes with a charger.
See, but I'm not one of those dorks. It's like, well, on iPhones, you can't mod it. I'm like, I'm a 33-year-old guy. What am I going to do with my phone?
99% of people aren't modding anything.
Can I call? Can I text? Can I tweet? Yes? What are you modding your phone to?
Can I take
dope pics?
I need to play my rad music, bro.
I mostly just...
I don't care about modding my phone. I just feel... I just like...
I want to play stupid games on my phone.
Yeah, solitaire.
I want to text my friends.
I got to get on Strava to see how the run's going.
I want to get on the social medias, and I want to take
I text Robbie.
I want to take pictures of my dogs. That's about it. I do with my phone.
Insta. Got to scroll through the Insta.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said social medias.
Yeah. Adam says, I think Android people are crazier than Apple or gun people. Mm. They're very aggressive.
Yeah, it's true. They're very defensive.
Very.
Yeah.
Triggered very quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of distressing. Jake says, rank the most overused generic quotes given at fall camp. Now, I don't know if we're going to rank all of them, but what is the most overused generic quote during fall camp? This can be at Nebraska or just in general.
I'm going to go in general.
Okay.
We got a good group of guys.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that pretty high?
That is easily in the top five.
That's a pretty high one.
We've got.
Do you want to go? You want, we'll alternate? We'll ping
pong
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, so what was yours again? The exact way you phrased it?
We got a good group of guys.
Yeah, I was going to say something like, you know, never worked harder. This group of players, this team, we've never worked harder. Slash,
something
we've never
work.
Been hungrier.
Ooh, I think those are two different ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got working hard.
And hungry.
And then hungry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eat some food, bros.
Best practice.
Best shape of his life.
Oh, easily.
Best shape of his life.
Oh, they talk about how great a shape they're in
best
all the
time. Best shape of his
time.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh, best shape of his life. It's like, yeah, you're 22, man.
Yeah.
You should be in the best shape
yeah,
of your
if
life.
If you're not in the best shape of your
like,
life.
Like, what were you doing with your life before?
Yeah.
That 19, 20, 21, you were not in good shape.
Yeah, here's a good one. So we've been mainly talking about this from the positive voice perspective. Let me give you a slightly negative one, though, and that's when the coach says something like, you know, he's still trying to get used to the playbook. That always happens every fall camp.
Something about a playbook.
All these guys got to get used to the playbook.
Negative.
And along those lines, thank you, Nick, you know, the speed of the game. They're still
he's
getting
adjusting
used.
To the speed
adjusting
of the game.
Got to get used to the speed of the game and practice.
He's pressing a little bit.
Yes, they're
he's
always pressing. Yeah, why are these guys pressing
that's
so much?
That's code for he sucks. If somebody's like, he's pressing a little bit. He's a little sped up. That means he's bad.
New players who are transfers will often talk about maybe being a little surprised. And this is, I guess, a localized one. But they come and they join a team that has been bad. And they're always surprised by, like, yeah, you know, it kind of caught me off guard. Either, again, how hard they're working.
Really talented
the
group.
The culture's really good. Like, I was surprised. The culture. It really surprised me. Ray says freshman mistake. Yeah, you get a lot of that. Like, well, he's basically a kid.
Making some freshman mistakes.
He was at prom a few months ago.
Got to get him up to speed. Ooh, the prom one's good.
Yeah, they
we get a lot of prom ones.
Oh, yeah, especially like spring game stuff. Like, he should be at prom right now.
He went to prom 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good one from Michael. They're holding each other accountable.
Oh, that's a good one.
Man, I love hearing that they're holding
each other. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that you often hear about the leadership.
I would say something about a leader.
Players are speaking up more. They have never been so comfortable with speaking
he's
up.
He's trying
like
to become a more vocal leader.
Yes. Oh God. All right, there you go. There are the quotes. We don't even have to play anything from today. Dave, the guys have never been closer. They hang out all the time.
Oh, outside of practice.
Oh, they're getting together.
Love hanging out together.
They meet up. They study.
They're playing
plays.
Video games.
Yeah, yeah. They got together in the summer. They were throwing the football around. We hear that a lot.
They were working out together over the summer. That's a good one.
They were scheduling their own workouts. We didn't even need to do it for them. Jordan says he's swimming in it. That was a bow term. Cody Green, he's swimming in it right now.
Yeah, that's a very, like, specific one.
Yeah. Severe, we still have a lot of work to do. What I really like is being around this team. This is a really great group of guys. See, every year.
Yeah.
Every year, it's the same stuff. Every year. Let's see. Do you have a dumb debate?
Ooh, they're a joy to coach.
They are indeed. They are indeed a joy to coach.
No, I don't have one today.
You don't have one? You had one, Nick.
Yeah, so you hear people say the term Godspeed, you know?
Yeah. Like Nick's about to drive.
Go to Mount Doom.
Good luck and Godspeed.
He's going to drive to Iowa. Godspeed.
Yeah. How fast is Godspeed? How fast is God?
So when I hear someone say Godspeed, I don't think of going fast. I think drive safely.
Yeah, it's well wishes. It's not about speed at
it's
all.
It's not about speed.
I've always interpreted it as I hope you get through this, whatever you're going through, fast. You know, like it's like a well wish, but I hope you do it fast.
Yeah, I actually don't. I think it's misleading.
Definition is an expression of good wishes to a person starting a journey.
Yeah, I don't think I really don't think it has anything to do with speed at all.
It's not about speed. Now, Godspeed, though, I mean, he made the world in 7 days, 6 days, because he actually rested. I mean, that's pretty
people
fast.
People forget.
Yeah, that's Rick Pitino level speed.
So Rick Pitino reached God mode, Godspeed.
Oh yeah,
there we go.
Oh yeah. Shang Ping Appreciation Club says, "Who has done or did better at their job?" Nick, you like this one? Trump is president or Frost is coach of Nebraska?
Has Frost gotten rated yet?
Wow, too soon. Very topical though.
We don't know how Frost's era will end, so it's unfair to answer that question.
That's true. Sorry, this is the
we
one dumb debate.
We don't know yet. We don't know.
We don't have enough information.
Yeah.
Not enough information.
I mean, did we go to a bowl game?
You could say I'm pleading the fifth.
Wow. Sad.
Oh.
Wow, sad. Let's see. Husker Fowler says, you can make any movie that is a crossover between two movies in universes.
Oh, this one was interesting.
Which two movies would make the best combo / crossover movie? He says, like, what about Star Wars and Indiana Jones with Ford playing both characters? So what are we're combining...
universes.
We're combining movie universes.
Space archaeology? That sounds cool.
That sounds legitimately
it would be
great.
Like that artifact that, was it Kylo was looking for in the new movies?
Mm-hmm.
What if Indiana Jones stumbled across that on that planet?
Sure. Sounds pretty cool.
With those abandoned...
I'd watch that.
We never see space history
like that. Like, hey, we got to find our forefathers. It's always like, hey, what are the Skywalkers doing again? Cool.
Well, I feel like Star Wars hasn't done it just because every other media, sci-fi franchise
Well, like
has
Star
done
Trek,
with, like,
they
the
do
four
history
runners.
Stuff, though. Like, I want to go dig up an alien body. That's what I'm talking about, like history. Like, I want to see the Jurassic Park for aliens. There you go. That's my answer.
Jurassic Park for aliens?
Jurassic Park for aliens.
So,
archaeology.
So would that be?
There's like a theme park. I don't know really what's going on. It's very confusing.
What if we captured the aliens, put them in a theme park, they got loose a la Jurassic Park style, and then you have to deal with it? There's your...
I'd watch it.
You'd watch that?
Yeah. Would you watch it? Maybe.
Fast and the Furious and Transformers.
That's a good one.
Robbie. I love that. Vin Diesel gets Optimus Prime, right?
I think it would be trash, but I it's...
Might as well check out at least first one.
It's my kind of trash.
I would watch it.
That's my kind of trash.
Let's see. A Breaking Bad question in Better Call Saul from Husker Follower. Again, he says, what is the worst aspect of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul? Basically adds a part that you would remove or change to make the series better. He goes, tough for such an excellent series.
I haven't finished Better Call Saul yet.
But you're a Breaking Bad boy.
I've seen Breaking Bad. I'm through, like... So I haven't watched any of the stuff that's aired this year for Better Call Saul.
Okay. So you're basically caught up.
Yeah, I'm caught up until the most recent season.
But what about Better Call? You've watched all Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So what is the worst aspect of the show?
What's his wife's name?
Skyler.
Skyler's a tough hang.
Yeah.
It's
always annoyed me, like, because there's this, like, retrospection on Skyler, and people, like, people were too mean to her on the internet and all these things.
I think she was, like, the most normal character in that show.
Okay, I would say, starting in, like, season 3 and beyond, she had her flaws like everybody else, but her husband was a meth kingpin.
Right.
But she also smoked when she was pregnant, and it's like, we always forget about
that.
Like, she was actively, like, the thing that I've always thought is she was correct on Walt doing something else.
Sure.
But she was assuming it based on, like, I mean, I had cancer. I'm not trying to defend all of Walt. Like, Walt was actively a bad guy, too. But, like, she smoked when she had a kid. Like, I've never gotten over that part. And it's like, people forget.
I'm not even saying she's a good person or a bad person or whatever. Obviously, Walt had his issues. But she's just a tough hang. Like, I just don't like Skyler heavy scenes. Like, I don't think she's a good part of the show, really.
Yeah. So you're just like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I did really like that scene where she told Walt about Ted, though. Like, that scene is one of the...
pretty good.
That's
there's some
burned
good
into my
scenes
head. It was
with
so
her,
well
for sure. And there's some where, like, the I am the danger scene is probably
I'm the
my...
one who knocks.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite scenes of anything ever.
Yeah.
And so that's a Skyler scene-ish. But it's not, like, Skyler-centric. She's in the scene.
Yeah.
But it's a Walt-centric scene. There's just a lot of her parts of the show that I'm like... Do we need this? Is this necessary? Is there a version of this? And I'm not saying, like, oh, get the woman out of the show, whatever. Yeah. It's just, is there a version of this that would have been better?
Yeah, better use of her character.
Yeah.
Better, I do wonder how now...
Better, like, use of the wife character in that scenario.
Like, how they, like, given how she was received, I wonder if they're redoing the show now, how they make that character better or, like, lean maybe away from some of the stuff that pissed people off?
Like, there, for instance, like, there's a... I know you listen to a lot of the Ringer stuff. When they rewatched The Godfather, Bill Simmons is like, I don't love the K character, Michael's wife.
Yeah.
And I agree. I don't think it's a particularly good character. That's not on, was it Diane Keaton? That's not on her. I just don't think the character itself does as much with that role as they could have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the 70s, so maybe that's part of it.
Sure.
But I kind of feel that way with Skyler. Like, if you are married to the meth king of the Southwest.
Yep.
And at first you don't know it, and then you know it and kind of play this weird role in his world. Like, you could do a lot more with that character than they did.
Yeah.
and it just didn't really do it for me. Like, I didn't feel like she added that much to the story.
Real quick, before I give you my answer, Andrew writes, merge Day by Day, The Rise, and Titanic. Watch the great days of Nebraska football, then the sinking of the program into the ocean depths. Good Lord. Our listeners are incredible.
Wow.
My answer is, and this is late in the show, which is like the best work the show does, but I wish that they could have done something different with Jesse because it just makes me so sad. Like, as he's getting tortured, yeah. The Nazis are horrible, 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 yeah. horrible
Good
people.
Take.
Thank you, Nick. Bad people. Josh Peterson out on Nazis.
Out on Nazis.
Out on all the Nazis, but the ones on Breaking Bad, like
especially
all what they did to him. You know, it's just like I'm gonna rewatch it again, and I've rewatched it a few times. But that's every now and then I'll think about that. It's like, man, they just do Jesse so bad.
It's one of those
end.
Like
and they kill like, what's her name and like make
your,
him yeah.
like pit in your stomach scenes yeah. where you're like, I don't really enjoy watching this.
Yeah, it's just sad.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good take.
Yeah. Also, I wonder if they could have done something different with Hank and the mineral. Like, if they could have had...
Damn it, Marie. They're minerals, Marie!
Like, if they could have figured out something else as he's, you know, going through all of his struggles there.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Dumb debates.
Dumb debates.
Iowa.
Wow. Nick, I still can't believe what he said about amazing, handsome iPhone users.
Very yeah, it's really aggressive. It seemed unnecessary and uncalled for.
I've just never really been into joining cults.
Yeah, same. Just like
no cults here.
Yeah, just
you know, prefer this particular piece of technology.
Just like the blue text. I don't know why that's so weird.
Just like having all the effects on my text messages. That's
bingo.
All.
That's all it is. All right. When we return, a dear friend of the program, Jack Mitchell, will join us for the second time this week because we have an event coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. We teased it earlier. Breaking the curse. Break the curse is going to happen at Haymarket Park. We'll have all the details for you when we return. With Jack Mitchell. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.